This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got to take a deep breath. Whew. It's another day. Today, the NBA is the gift that keeps on giving. We can all, you know, I remember the days when this used to be the time of year where everything was quiet in sports, right? You're like, oh, 4th of July weekend. You know, ever since really 2016, it felt like it really started to kick in when the salary cap spiked in the NBA, Durant went to Golden State, and all hell has broken loose ever since then. We don't have a quiet 4th of July weekend anymore because of the NBA offseason. It's the gift that continues to give to us.
I mean, it's just like you and I were joking. I mean, you know, Casas is on vacation, obviously, for till Labor Day or something. And then, but you and I are doing these two shows and I was just like 10 minutes before the show yesterday, you know, you go in, like you pull back the curtain. Anybody who's can think about this logically, we have a 4-hour show, not a lot going on. Yeah. NBA free agency happens. And I, in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, but like, nobody's going to change teams. Like now that Kyrie opts in, this might kind of stink. Like nothing that great might happen. And you know, cause like what happened last night at 6 o'clock, right? Like Jokic signs a supermax, Devin Booker signs a super, like these are the things that are like in and like, if these were the big things, if these were the only things, it'd be a little rough. And like, if this was the content, and you know, I was watching a couple of ESPN shows and they're like leading with the Gobert supermax. And I'm like, huh? Like, yay. Like the money's massive, I guess, if you have a lot to say about it, but just cool. Here's the MVP getting a bag of money. And 10 minutes before the show yesterday, Durant requests a trade. And 40 minutes into the show today, Gobert gets traded to the Timberwolves. And I just go, I'm just like, thank you. Like, thank you so much. Yes. Like, yeah, oh. we can do, Nick and I are very good at our jobs. We can map, and we have a great production staff. We can map out great segments. We were going to do 20 minutes on Brian Windhorst in the show. Like, we were going to do, I could talk about MLB awards for 6 hours. We were going to do stuff. Nick and I are still going to do an NFL exercise later about the worst team and who we would bet on to have the worst record. So like we could do fun stuff, but just man, just pull back the curtain. When you're in our business and these two things happen, oh, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just, I mean, the absolute best. And you have that and all the other moves as like second and third tier kind of like conversations. It's just the best. So yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, you mentioned there's no slow time. Thank God there's no slow time. Like I just, you know, these two shows just, they breeze by. Hopefully people enjoy what we're saying about stuff as it comes in. It's interesting to us. So hopefully it's interesting to you.
Oh, it's better than talking about the John Deere Classic because I got nothing for you. Or Wimbledon even.
Tough watch today, by the way. Just, Tyler and I were talking about that in the afternoon. Wimbledon was showing, here's how you know the two events going on right now have run out of gas. Wimbledon, the last two afternoons prior to us doing the show, so Tuesday, Wednesday, was like Murray and what American player was Murray playing? Who did he play? I don't remember. Why can't I remember? Murray was playing somebody and the day before that was Serena losing in the first round. Murray was playing Isner. Thank you. And Serena's playing in the first round. Those were on during the show at 3 o'clock. Dramatic television. Serena losing in the first round at Wimbledon, going to a third set. Yeah. Isner and Murray, like a little inside tennis, but like, you know, people know who Andy Murray is. It's kind of interesting. Tournament's a little more like wide open aside from the, you know, Nadal Djokovic quarters. It's like pretty interesting stuff. Venus Williams mixed doubles was your telecast today on Wimbledon at 3 o'clock. Not exactly the same. There's nothing against Venus Williams, one of the great champions in the history of tennis. Not exactly a great draw to have mixed doubles on in the afternoon. And then to flip over to golf, here's, by the way, Leandro Bolmaro was just put on my screen on a trade package full screen. Shout out
there
to
you go. Leandro see? Bolmaro.
Leandro Bolmaro. Golf brutal too, because like, the good players Barbosa. Were late yesterday. Yeah, good players were late yesterday, so they're early today. So everybody on the course right now is nobody you care about. Tyler, who's winning the golf tournament right now?
Our guy, JT Poston. He's minus 12.
Still winning. First round, FRLJT. It's his new abbreviation. Love JT. Okay. And who's in second?
My guy, Matthias Schwab, who I didn't bet for. The only week I don't bet.
Good old Matthias Schwab. Right. Is anyone tied with Matthias?
Yeah, some guy named Goddard up and then CT Pan's minus 9.
So you got JT followed by CT and Chris Goderup. So just to give you an idea of kind of what's going on right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you, NBA. We love you.
Yes. I think we all can agree it was a much better situation to talk about the potential of all kinds of things, including Anthony Edwards' MVP consideration, right? 100-1 to win MVP. Probably not yet. But like it is funny because that's one of the first things I thought of was, well, okay, the Timberwolves are going to be better. The hype train has really started to pick up steam around Anthony Edwards. What are his odds? And I went and looked him up. I'm like, 100-1. Okay, we're probably not there yet. I mean, maybe if you want to sprinkle on it and just expect him to exceed all of the expectations, like a Derrick Rose kind of coming out of nowhere, maybe. I would say there's a year or two off from him being truly in that conversation. As you and I have talked about plenty of times, you got to climb the ladder a little bit. It's the younger guys that start to be mentioned in the conversation, but they're not quite there yet. Then they start showing up in like the top 10 of voting at the end, and then they're top three or four, and then you finally win. I'll be honest with you. It might be next year. If the Timberwolves, if this comes together and it works out the way that they want, and they continue to elevate, and they're a second-round team next year, they go six or seven games, make the conference finals even, Anthony Edwards by next year has a very good shot at being not just an MVP finalist, but winning the MVP award. That is the type of talent that he has. And remember, it's always the narrative, too. He's the next guy up. He's fun. He's exciting. He's a star. He's a big personality. Everybody seems to love him right now. He's a great interview. Those types of things gain attention. It becomes a popularity contest. We may be a year off from Anthony Edwards and MVP really being a legit conversation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I totally agree. And for people who are thinking about betting him now, so Jake, our board op, bet him at 300-1 prior to this trade happening. Bet him 300-1 like a week or two ago. And in the break was asking, like, what do I do?
500. He says 500-1.
Or 500. I'm sorry. 500-1. By the way, and if you're thinking about betting him now at 100, like, I'm not going to talk you out of it. There's an adage in horse racing, which is like, if your friend likes a long shot, don't try to talk them out of it. Because then if it ever wins, they'll never forgive you for it, basically. Like, if it's a crazy price, put $10 on, like, I don't care. Put some amount of money on it. Just because, like, I don't want to be the one that feels guilty when it wins if it's some astronomical price that you would have hit. So, like,
you told me not to do it, and now look what happens.
Right.
You owe me beer for the next year.
Right. Don't bet on Leandro Bolnaro. It's like, and down the stretch, it's Bolnaro at 50-1. It's just like, well, that's unfortunate. It's like,
it's actually a pretty good name for a horse, by the way.
Bolnaro.
That's not a horrible name for a horse.
Very good.
Yeah, Bolnaro. Yeah,
very, very good. I would love it. Yeah, probably a champion out there waiting to be bred. It's like horse trainers taken under advisement. Yes. So just the point of that is, like, I'm not going to do a whole thing on, like, don't make this bet. It's so bad. Like, he's 100-1. Like, if you want to bet it, he's 100. If the path for him to succeed is that he has to be Derrick Rose, maybe that happens enough that 100-1 is okay. Like, it's 100-1. Mm-hmm. I mean, they play the season 100 times. He's not going to be Derrick Rose once. Like, I guess he could be. You only need to be 1 out of 100, basically, for it to at least be an okay bet. So that's, I guess, the way I would frame it is, those are the right odds. Like, that's the needle that he has to thread to be MVP, is to have a season like the magical Derrick Rose season with the Chicago Bulls. They were the number one team in the East. He was their best player statistically by far, like jumped off the screen from like a shareable video stamp, like just crazy plays all year. And it was just sort of the right amount of things had to come together for him to win. That could happen, but the odds should be at least 100 for that to happen. It's much more likely, yeah. And you and I talked about this in, I think, the last break or the break before, it's much more likely that Anthony Edwards' career path is John Morant's career path, where John Morant last year, like, had never gotten an MVP vote entering last season. He emerged as, like, a transcendent superstar player and finished, I think it was fifth in MVP voting, or sixth, something like that. He was in the top 10. And he won most improved player, which is just, I mean, forget, there's the most asinine discussion we could have probably today, is just, like, handicapping most improved player. It's like, so should we bet Anthony Edwards to be most improved player this year then? Which makes no sense, but apparently should
happen. At some point, can we do that? Because they do now have the odds up for most
improved. Is he listed?
And sixth man.
Is he even listed? It's like, that's how dumb the market is. The guys who won't even be listed.
Let me see if we can even most.
Somebody look to see if Anthony Edwards is on most improved.
He's 14-1. He's got the third.
Oh,
he's tied
for the
favorite. Here's who most improved is right now over Bet Rivers. Jalen Brunson, Onyeka Okongwu, because they're expecting maybe more he's still
that's
in Atlanta,
a
right?
Terrible bet.
And then Anthony Edwards at 14-1.
Anthony Edwards 100 is a way better bet than Okongwu 16 to be most improved player. Like, bet Anthony Edwards to win MVP before you bet Okongwu.
Oh, hi. What am I missing with that? Is
nothing.
It just that they're expecting? Yeah. I don't understand why he's tied for the favorite.
They think if Collins gets traded, then he like earns a ton more usage and emerges. But like I'm in an NBA chat where they talk about this stuff endlessly, and shout out to those guys. And there's a still that keeps getting posted of like what most improved players, like what they look like statistically. And they usually play for really good teams, and they're usually guys in like their average year is their fourth year. Something like that. So it's almost like an MVP precursor, or like a third team All NBA precursor. It's like one of those things that could happen in the John Morant rage. So the funny thing is, John Morant actually made sense entering last season. You could have bet him, and it would have made sense. That's the stupid part. But even though logically it makes no sense that he would win an award like Most Improved Player, just the history of the award is like, no, it actually makes kind of some sense. Anthony Edwards, like, that's much more likely to be his trajectory. Like, it's just, there's basically no history to get no MVP votes and then win MVP. Whereas John Morant showed us last year, like, John Morant was somebody we talked about all the time. His team was great. He was brought up in MVP discussions, but his odds never got down under basically like 15-1. You know, he was always kind of like a top five, top eight MVP guy. That was more likely. If Anthony Edwards does that, it's a huge success. Like that, if you're a Timberwolves fan, you should hope that happens with Anthony Edwards next year. Forget winning the MVP. So just what's a more likely career path, right? Like the John Morant last year, which is awesome, but like you don't win, or the Derrick Rose 1-50 that like actually came true. Just like, I'll take the John Morant thing, happens all the time. That's probably going to be Anthony Edwards this year, which is great. Maybe we have to bet him to win most improved player then. He's the favorite, but like if Okongwu was the other guy.
I know we wanted to talk NBA MVP. But this most improved player, there are some names on here that it actually would make sense given how they voted for guys like this recently. Also, it's just fascinating to see who's on these early odds.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do.
I mean,
we're going to break in a minute. I'm going to bring up the list of previous winners. I've never handicapped this market before. I have no idea how it works. I'm going to bring up the list of previous winners.
It's you and me nerding out. We can nerd out.
And I'm going to look at this graphic that's in my chat. Of who usually wins. I'm going to look at the previous winners on this monitor. I'm going to have that graphic up, and we're going to solve this thing on the air. We're going to figure it out.
Let's do it. Why not? Because we already know it's not going to be
It's not going to be Onyeka Okongwu. That's who it's not going to be. That's guarantee you.
It probably won't. Besides, you know who's winning MVP? It's skinny Luka Doncic. We've already seen how he looks. You know I'm excited about it because he's going to win 10 of these. We'll go over most improved player in the NBA next. There may be some value in this market if you jump on it now. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet.